It's really incredible. I think a lot of us were hoping the first year that we might just get, three or four submissions and we'd have something to work with. And even the first year, it was super popular. And here we are 5 years later, and it's growing every year. It's really incredible to see how much the community supports us doing this kind of thing.
And Rachel, I know that we were talking, when you arrived here about the film that you made last year. And it's just amazing some of the screenwriting submissions you get from students, just how powerful they can be.
The name of my film was Fast Rodney, Who Was On His Way Out. It was about a young man who's on his own. He's African American. He's trying to get a scholarship to run track in college. And in the conclusion of the film, he's gunned down by police.
Yeah, a very powerful story, a very moving story, and you can find that online at penstalens.com. You can find the video of that from last year. Let's talk some about kind of the process of submitting those screenwriting those movie scripts. There's also a filmmaking competition as part of this. Kind of give us the timeline, AJ, of when all this is happening.
Yeah, the month of February is sort of reserved for the screenwriting competition, and students have to have their scripts in by the end of day on February 28th to participate in that. This year, we're making a really big push to get students making films as well. So we have the student filmmaking competition running, also started on February 1st through June 30th. So you have all that time to do whatever you want. Get your friends out in the backyard filming something. You can do a stop motion Lego film. Really, it's wide open to all kinds of different submissions. And then in August, we have the gala where we get to celebrate, and all of the posters and all of the films get shown there too.
And I know one thing you're doing to try and help maybe some of these budding screenwriters with their script writing ability, doing some classroom visits at different schools throughout the area. Rachel, I know you've done some of these in the past. Tell us a bit about how these work.
Yeah, I actually went up to the high school in Paxton and talked about the festival, and it was really surprising because the teacher who invited me said that students who he least expected to get interested in the festival were most interested in it. And so we just showed the films and talked about them and what makes a good screenplay and talked about what makes a good movie. And the kids were just like really fascinated by it. It was great to see.
Yeah, and AJ, if people are interested in maybe having one of these classroom visits come to their school, how do they go about arranging that?
Yeah, so our website, penstalens.com, has some forms for all kinds of things, but one of those is a classroom visit. And it also says in there, we do like Boy Scout meetings and community things, homeschool groups. So if you're interested in anything like that, you can just fill out the form on the website and someone will get back to you really quickly.
Something else coming up is a workshop at the Champaign Public Library, I believe. That's coming up on February 11th. I guess that would be kind of a similar type thing to the classroom visit, but kind of one location at the library.
Yeah, so we actually had a survey at last year's gala to see if there would be people who are interested in getting together and having sort of a focused working session to learn more about how these sort of filmmaking concepts come together. And so there was a lot of interest in actually having a writing workshop where students who are especially interested in doing a good job could come in and get some advice from area filmmakers on how to write a good script. So yeah, we managed to pull everyone together, and it's a first come, first serve kind of event, and space is limited, so make sure to arrive early if you're interested in participating.